This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A barrage of objects falling from the skies was seen all over Israel, West Bank, and Jerusalem in the early hours on Sunday. Iran launched a swarm of explosive drones and fired missiles at Israel late on Saturday in its first ever direct attack on Israeli territory, risking a major escalation as the United States pledged ironclad backing for Israel. Sirens wailed in Israel where distant heavy thuds were heard and bangs from what local media called aerial interceptions of explosive drones. U.S. President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. would not take part in a counteroffensive against Iran, according to a White House official. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Netanyahu reconvened a war cabinet meeting in Tel Aviv to discuss a response to the drone and missile attack. War cabinet minister Benny Gantz warned that Israel would, quote, exact the price from Iran in a fashion and timing that is right for us. Iran's armed forces chief said the operation was considered successful and, quote, deemed the matter concluded. But Iran warned Israel and the U.S. that a retaliation to its overnight attack would elicit a far bigger response.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday condemned Iran's drone and missile attack on Israel and said his country needed help from its allies to fend off threats from the air, just as Israel did. Zelensky again called on the U.S. Congress to approve a vital aid package that has been blocked by political wrangling for months. Ukraine's forces are facing new onslaughts from Russian troops in the east and daily attacks on cities and infrastructure from Russian missiles and drones. This is VOA News. Ukraine's top commander said on Sunday Russian forces aim to capture the town of Chasiv Yar by May 9th, setting the stage for an important battle for control of high ground in the east where Russia is focusing its assaults. The fall of the town west of the shattered city of Bakhmut by the date Moscow marks the Soviet victory in World War II would indicate growing Russian battlefield momentum as Kyiv faces a slowdown in Western military aid. The commander also warned this weekend the situation in the east has deteriorated. It said Russia was focusing its efforts west of occupied Bakhmut to capture Chasiv Yar before moving towards the city of Kramatorsk. An Australian police officer and bystanders have been hailed for confronting and stopping a man who killed six at a Sydney shopping mall. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Screams of terror could be heard in a video taken by witness Rowan Anderson. His video showed people running and shrieking in panic in a Bondi Beach mall as a man with a bloodied knife aimlessly chased after random passers-by. A few seconds after the video was taken, the suspect, Joel Couchy, was shot and killed by emergency responder Inspector Amy Scott. Scott was lauded as a hero by many, including Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. I'm Karen Shammer.
Fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces have ravaged Sudan with the one-year anniversary on Monday. Henry Wilkins reports.
Humanitarian groups and international journalists have found entry into Khartoum and many other parts of Sudan all but impossible. And as a result, the world's awareness of the country's troubles has diminished. Commentators and diplomats often refer to Sudan's conflict as the world's forgotten war, despite as many as 16,000 people estimated to have died because of the conflict and 8.6 million forcibly displaced. Analysts say pressure from the international community is needed to bring the warring sides to the negotiating table. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
Chad's interim president, Mohamed Idriss Déby, kicked off his presidential campaign on Sunday for an election next month meant to end 3 years of military rule on a promise to strengthen security and boost the economy. Déby's government is one of several juntas that seized power in the West and Central Africa since 2020, drawing concerns of a democratic backslide. Chad is the first of these to organize elections despite regional and international pressure to swiftly hand power back to civilians. I'm Joe Ramsey.